All right, let's dive right into something that affects almost every dental practice out there, marketing. You've probably got a website, maybe dabbled in Google Ads, and your Facebook page isn't exactly a ghost town. But here's the thing. Despite all that, your new patient numbers are flat. What gives, right? The issue is rarely a lack of effort. It's more about the pieces not being connected. You're doing the work, but without a structured plan, it's like running on a treadmill. Lots of motion, not much forward momentum. Think about it this way. If someone is searching dentist near me, chances are your Google business profile is what they're going to see first, even before your website. That's your practice's most visible piece of digital real estate. If you're not actively managing it, updating it, and engaging with it, you're missing out big time. Here's the checklist. Make sure your profile is claimed and verified. Check that your business name, address, and phone number match your website exactly. Why? Because Google's algorithm loves consistency. It's like a picky librarian organizing a shelf. Everything's got to match up. Set your primary category to dentist, not something generic like health. Add relevant secondary categories like cosmetic dentist or orthodontist to cast a wider net. Business hours? Keep them current. List your services with descriptions in the GBP services section. Photos of your practice? Update them every 90 days. You want people to see fresh, inviting images of your space, inside and out. Reviews? You need new ones coming in consistently. And respond to them, every single one, especially the negative ones. Shows you're engaged and care about feedback. Google posts twice a month? Yes, please. Google loves active profiles. Now, let's talk about your website. Its job is twofold. First, it needs to earn Google's trust to rank well. Second, once people are on it, it should turn visitors into booked appointments. Most practice websites don't do either particularly well. Here's what to look for. Your site should load in under 3 seconds on mobile. If it doesn't, you're losing potential patients before they even see your homepage. Test it with Google PageSpeed Insights. A clean mobile experience matters. That means a click-to-call button visible without scrolling. Each core service needs its own dedicated page targeting specific local keywords. For example, instead of a page just called Invisalign, it should be something like Invisalign in City. Your homepage? Within the first screen, it should state what you offer, who you serve, and where you're located. Make it easy to book or request an appointment on every page. If you offer new patient specials, make those visible. Trust signals are key too. Credentials, team photos, recognizable logos, and embedded patient reviews. Active content is a plus. A blog or resource section updated at least quarterly shows you're keeping things fresh. And please, no broken links or outdated photos. Here's where most practices get stuck. They think an attractive website automatically means high conversion. Not true. You can have a gorgeous site, but if it lacks the right keywords, structure, and calls to action, you're not going to see an uptick in new patients. Local SEO, it's the secret sauce. Paid ads stop working the moment you stop paying, but local SEO builds over time and brings in patients consistently. You want your practice to rank in the top 3 Google Map results for your primary service and city. Your website should be on page 1 for at least 3 to 5 high-intent search terms. Consistency in your name, address, and phone number across directories is crucial. If there's a mismatch, Google's confidence in your business data drops, affecting your ranking. Work on getting backlinks from relevant local sources and make sure your service pages use structured data markup to help Google understand your content. If you serve multiple areas, have location-specific content, and connect related service pages through internal linking. Now, paid advertising can give you a quick boost, but only if your system is set up to convert. Otherwise, it's just money down the drain. Know your cost per new patient from paid channels. Ads should link to dedicated landing pages, not your homepage, and those landing pages need one clear goal, booking an appointment. Use call tracking so you know which ads generate calls and ensure form submissions are tracked as conversions. Geographic targeting should be tight. Don't waste budget on a broad metro area when you can focus on a defined radius around your practice. Ad copy should address specific patient concerns or services, not generic quality care phrases. Review ad performance monthly and adjust based on conversion data, not just clicks. Here's what happens all too often. Practices optimized for clicks and impressions, completely missing the point. High click-through rates don't matter if no one's calling. You need to know your cost per booked new patient. That's the real metric. Reviews and reputation. People read them before they call, plain and simple. You need a steady flow of reviews, more than 40 on Google, with an average of 4.5 stars or higher. Set up a systematic process to request reviews from every satisfied patient. Negative reviews. Respond professionally within 48 hours. Keep an eye on reviews across other platforms like HealthGrades, Yelp, and Facebook. Your team needs to know how to manage negative reviews without escalating them publicly. Review velocity is more important than having a huge number that stagnates. A competitor with fewer reviews but recent activity can easily outshine you. When you start asking for reviews systematically, you'll see results quickly. Just make sure you ask at the right moment, usually right after an appointment when the experience is fresh. Finally, lead follow-up and patient conversion. It's a step most marketing checklists don't cover, and it's where a lot of revenue is lost. Every inbound call should be answered or returned the same business day. Follow up on online appointment requests that aren't confirmed. Missed calls should get an automated text or callback within minutes. Follow up on new patient form inquiries within an hour during business hours. Track your lead to appointment conversion rate. Your front desk team should handle price questions, insurance questions, and hesitant callers with ease. Reactivating patients who haven't returned in 12 to 18 months is a goldmine many don't leverage. According to research, leads contacted within 5 minutes are dramatically more likely to convert. And here's the kicker. This isn't just theory. This is what happens in practices that thrive versus those that just survive. All right, let's recap. We've covered how to optimize your Google business profile, what your website needs to convert visitors, the essentials of local SEO, how to make paid ads work for you, the importance of managing your online reputation, and the critical role of lead follow-up. Each of these components connects to form a comprehensive growth strategy. And if you work through the checklist, you can spot real gaps, not just areas where you could theoretically do more. Now, if you want to dive deeper and get some personalized advice, head over to northmedia.org for a free strategy call. And don't forget, we drop new episodes every week on Spotify, so stay tuned for more insights. Thanks for listening, and here's to your practice's growth.